to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Some say it's just for breakfast. Oh, no, no, no. You know that any time is the right time to fry, microwave, or throw a heaping helping in the oven. Oh, connoisseur of sliced swine.
Cure that hunger with pure pork belly.
That's not bacon. It's bacon on bacon.
And it needs a little more bacon, yeah.
So the next time you crave a four-seam plateful of bacon brittle, a bacon-wrapped filet, bacon-covered pizza, chocolate-covered bacon, or a bucket of bacon bits, we'll tip our pork pie hat to you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool, a real American hero.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
You don't just eat bacon. You let it melt in your mouth like meaty candy.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, February 25th. We love Fridays here.
Woo!
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Sam.
Are you awake this morning?
You know.
Unlike me?
I'm there. I'm half there.
Good.
So I got to tell you, let's just get this out of the way right away.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting these postings I see from people that are telling, they're basically saying, check your Facebook for this, check your Facebook for that, change this for this. It happens so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding new things that I have to go back into my privacy settings or my account settings or something and change stuff.
Right.
And it's just, Facebook is just, I have a lot of fun with it, obviously, and especially if you're promoting or whatever, you know, you're doing your thing. But it's just... it's sneaky, man. It's a sneaky little thing.
Why? What happened?
Well, for example...
I mean, people are asking you for friendship? Is that what it is?
No. It's actual Facebook. Like,
right.
Their sharing of their information. The way that... for example, like this, the latest thing is your account security. If you go online, Facebook defaults to HTTP versus HTTPS.
Right.
Which means it's an unsecured... it's unsecured. So you have to actually go into your account settings, which means you can be hacked. You can, if it's not secured. So you go into your account settings and you actually change it from HTTP to HTTPS as your default. So that way you have a secure session versus it being open for people to potentially hack in.
I don't know. I don't trust that. I mean, the thing is that whatever you put on Facebook, that's what people see. It doesn't matter. What does it mean secure? I mean, so people can hack to any account if they get the password. You know, how else are they going to hack into your account?
Well, I'm just saying it's just... there's.
So they actually have an option for that.
You do. And I just changed my... another one was they had everyone's phone numbers posted. They still do if they have your number.
Right, if they have your number.
Yeah, but...
but you can choose not to...
you can, but most people don't realize it. So, for example, I've got, you know, a lot of friends that I go on and I could see all their phone numbers. And I'm like... and they're not like friends, you know? This is Facebook friends. It's not the same thing.
Right.
I'm like, do they really want me to have their number? I mean, I'm pretty safe. I got a life. I'm not going to call them. But their phone numbers are hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, the other one with Facebook is they basically do whatever your activity has been on Facebook, like the people that you've commented on or sent messages to.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the people that will be in your newsfeed more.
Uh-huh.
And those are the people that will see your posts.
Right.
Whereas if you have a bunch of friends and you're trying to, oh, come out to a show or whatever, you're promoting something, or if you're a business,
mm-hmm.
Then you have to actually go in and change your settings so that everyone, that your stuff that goes out, everyone will see.
Right.
As opposed to it just being those 20 people or 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that.
Right.
So it's kind of a bummer, too.
Yeah, that's something they implemented like a year ago, I remember.
Oh, really?
Because the stream, the live stream used to look different, you know?
Yeah.
It used to get everybody on there.
Well, you still can. You just have to go to where it says posts, most recent, and then you click to the right of it and it says edit options, and then you go everyone. And the only thing is, so now your stuff goes out, but for some people that still haven't adjusted theirs, you know what I mean? Like, you'll see their stuff, but they won't see your, something like that. I don't know. So anyway, there's just a bunch of stuff. And now I'm on Yelp, and then I go to Pandora, and I go to all these places, and it's like this, all these little things. So-and-so likes this. You like this. It's like a constant data collector of information.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Look, I don't need to know if they like Victoria's Secret. This is personal.
Right.
I'm just playing about that
line. Yeah, but, you know, that's how they promote, and it works for them, you know? But, yeah, I mean, we already decided, I think, not just you and me, but the rest of the world, that Facebook is not a private thing. It's not a safe thing. And I don't get people that go on Facebook and then everything is private.
No, some people want their stuff to be,
yeah,
like, they
just
get, like, 50 friends.
For their family and
stuff.
Yeah,
50 friends.
Yeah.
Whereas me, like, if I'm going to date someone or anything, that shit's not going on Facebook. I'm not doing I'm in a relationship with.
Right.
Never. Mm-mm.
No, you don't want that?
No, I did tell you, though, one time I was dating a guy and he never changed his status. And I was like, no, nah, you need to change your status.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, but for me, no.
Yeah.
Because I just...
Well, he can change his status, but you can take off your name from there.
He needed
you know,
to,
if
he...
it says I'm in a relationship with Kira Kimbrough, you can take that off.
Yeah.
You know, so he'll just say he's in a relationship.
Yeah, well, he didn't do any of it, which is fine. It didn't work out.
Yeah, what do you care?
4 months later, we're done.
Yeah.
But my point is I just don't see Facebook as being like a personal relational thing. It's for me, it's more of just fun.
Yeah.
It's like another form of like YouTube or Twitter. You know, you put your stuff out there.
Yeah, and if you have something private, just private message people. You know, I mean, that's pretty. Although this is being abused. I mean, all I get is fucking spam from people and their lame events, you know, that I don't care about.
Mm.
And it fills up my inbox with bullshit.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. I mean,
it's like spam, you know, except it's events that I don't care about and stop sending them to me.
Yeah, a friend of mine, he's a comic. He said, my girlfriend took naked photos of me and she put them up online. But it's good. No one's seen them because they're on MySpace. Just have you been to MySpace at all in the last like decade?
No, I don't really care.
Oh my gosh. So you know, I have a comedy and a music page.
Is it like a ghost town there now?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's all just overrun with like I'll go there to listen to music or find artists or things like that, but it's just overrun with advertising and it's completely
just bullshit.
Yeah, it's not at all anything you It's not exciting.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to spend any time there.
No, not at all. And it's just, it's like so crusty. You're just like, why am I here? I feel bad.
Just remember a few years ago, it was the hottest thing, you know? How does something like that happen? You know?
Overnight, I mean, right? Didn't it seem like overnight?
Yeah, virtually overnight. Yeah.
But, you know, and somebody said, you know, MySpace is kind of like, it's like, you know, Friendster now. It's that dead.
Yeah.
It's like so old.
I know, because I never liked MySpace because it would take forever to load. You know, people would just have, like, really ugly pages with all kinds of bullshit and stuff.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really make sense of it all. And so I just never liked it. You know, I never really joined. So only when Facebook came around did I decide I'm going to get into a social network and stuff. But it's sort of like Facebook, something like Facebook was needed there because MySpace was out of control.
Well, I can't. Do you think that that's going to happen to Facebook, though?
Who knows? Who knows?
Because it is kind of starting to get still a little bit, you know, they're getting, like you said, the spam is getting in your inbox.
Yeah.
It's
but,
getting,
you know,
it's
there's no
so
alternative.
Big.
What else are you going to do?
Well, you know, everything progresses. So
if something else comes along that's cooler and stuff, then Facebook's probably going to eat shit, too.
Did you hear
that?
Did you hear what Sam just said?
Yeah. But until then, you know, it's not going to happen, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And then Twitter, you know, I keep trying it, but I have no time for it. It requires so much time. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a lonely thing because you just post things out there. You don't really get responses. And if you do, you may not even see them or, you know, you don't know what they're connected to or anything like that. You know, and so, I mean, I can see the benefit of Twitter, you know, if you want to like really get messages out there to a lot of people, because not only is it your followers, but if you do a search, people can find you as well. If you search on a certain topic, like, let's say you're searching on Libya or something and you wrote something about it, I will see your tweet even if I'm not a follower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the way it goes, and I just don't have the time for it. I don't know. I can't do Facebook and Twitter at the same time.
I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
This conversation is overwhelming me.
Yeah?
I'm just playing. Well, I linked up mine together. So
yes.
the every 3 months that I do post mm-hmm. a status.
Yeah, it goes up there.
It will go up there, yeah.
See, Twitter works for celebrities and shit who
yeah,
have a
I think
built-in
you're right,
audience,
yeah.
you know. But if you have to start building it one by one, man, that's hard.
Yeah. My friend Tracy, hers is funny, though.
Yeah.
She wrote on her Facebook page, she wrote, "Get off the shitter and follow me on Twitter." She got so many followers from it.
Really?
She did.
Okay, I'll try to.
You can't steal her tweet.
Why? I'll give credit to
okay,
her.
Okay, give her credit.
Yeah.
As the comedian Tracy McDonald says, get off the shitter and follow me on Twitter.
Okay, I'll write that.
Yeah, there you go. I might use it too. Now.
I can't see how they would you know.
Because it's funny, you know, like she gets a lot of people that like they want to hear her tweets, see mm-hmm. her tweets, because she has something funny to say all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She always puts a funny thing in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe I should start following her and see if it's really funny.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Everybody else should. Go follow. Get off the shitter or follow Trace McDonald on Twitter. Twitter. She's funny.
Yeah. So, okay, so to the news, getting to the news, Libya is getting a lot worse. They're saying there's mass killings and arbitrary arrests, detention and torture of protesters. So, like we said, you know, this guy's going to stop at nothing, and he'll kill all his people if he has to. That's just what they do.
And you said Libya is just kind of not surrounded by other countries, or?
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
It is,
okay.
Yeah. Algeria and Tunisia and Egypt
okay.
and Chad. Mm. Yeah, it's surrounded by a lot of countries. But what I'm saying is they're not really, they don't have any close relationships to the West. So they don't feel any pressure. It wasn't just like Egypt, you know, where
mm-hmm.
they sort of like, you know, Mubarak was a friend of the U.S. and, you know, he was listening, blah, blah, blah. But Libya, nobody really is a friend with, you know. So they even hate other Arab countries for some reason. So that's a different situation there. But, you know, we've seen things like this happen. You know, it's not the first time.
Mm.
And they're saying that, you know, after it's the most totalitarian regime after North Korea and Turkestan or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so that's what they, yeah, so it's, you know, it's pretty tough living there, and it's not the same as Egypt. That's why it's not going to turn out the same. I'm just wondering, really, how far he's going to go before he dies, you know? But he's going to fight to his death. That's what he says. So that's that. And
I don't even know how to respond to stuff like that. I'm like, it's just such madness and
yeah.
chaos. I don't even know how to. You can't reason. You can't rationalize. You can't talk sense into someone. They're just on their.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. And everything, almost everything is prohibited. You know, it's like the regime decides what people can do, what they can do. And this is what you get. You get a revolution.
So let me ask you this. I love to get into arguments with my roommate about how Canada sucks and how the U.S. is better. I'm just playing, but not really. I'm just playing, but not really. Actually, I am very much playing because I think Canada's great and everyone I know from Canada is great. But the differences, we kind of argue about some of the political differences and the pros and cons. And she's the kind of person that doesn't know a lot of shit about this, but will go off.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of do too. I like to go off and just kind of wing it and see what I know as I'm talking. But I own it. And so we kind of get into it. But, you know, on YouTube, there's some things that were banned in Canada, as in, I guess, other countries, like some artists' videos were banned in specific countries. Like Rihanna has a video, MIA, I think, what is it? Whips and Chains. What's it? Whips and Chains stuff. What's that called?
I don't know.
MS? No, that's the disease. What is it called?
Oh,
S&M. Yeah, she's got.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah,
so she's
and they're
got,
banning it in some countries.
Yeah, and and then there's another thing with MIA, which is an artist rapper who's been her videos have been banned in certain countries too, and I said, and this is really more of a topic of conversation and like questions, not really knowing. It's just more like I said, well, you know, that wouldn't happen in the U.S.
Right.
Unless it was something like pornography, like, you know, child pornography or something like that. Like, in the U.S., I mean, for example, you know, YouTube is a company. It's not the government. So
right.
YouTube can decline service with certain whatever they want.
Right.
They can, which, but that's not government. That's not government, you know, mandated. That's just YouTube's private policy or whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, you know, like in the U.S., why are those things available? And then, like in Canada, they're not certain videos.
Right.
Because I'm saying that's a socialist kind of, you know, that has a lot to do with their government.
You don't think this has to do with copyrights and shit?
I mean, I never entered my mind. I thought more like, you know, and she's like, no, it has to do with, you know, sponsorship and just like you can't get Canada TV shows in the U.S. And I'm right. like, but that's not because of the U.S. It's because of Canada. It's because Canada doesn't want to air their stuff down here.
Right, but for business reasons.
Business reasons, you know? But either way, it's like a censorship.
Right.
You know what I mean? If the government is mandating it, then it's a censorship thing.
Right,
that's,
yeah.
And that's my question.
I can't see how a government can just ban a specific video on YouTube. You know, that's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not saying it did.
Uh-huh.
I just took that stance to start a fight with her, and I want to know if I'm right or not.
Mm.
So do you know?
I don't know. I'm not the right person to come
Chris
to.
Chris Brown, can you look it up for me and like email me real quick?
Yeah, Chris would know. He's close to Rihanna.
Yeah, he is. He likes her. But the question is, you know, the banning of artists' videos in certain countries, is it from the government or is it from the actual, you know, outlet provider or something?
Yeah.
And is that considered censorship? And, you know, I mean, I'm just thinking in countries that allow pornography on the web.
Right.
Why would you not allow an artist to have their music video up, even if it's risque?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I do. But the thing is that in the end, it gives the song a lot more popularity and, you know, and more people find out about it because people want to listen to what's banned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in the 70s, they used to do that a lot in Britain. You know, there were some songs, if they had drug references or sex references, they would not play it on the BBC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how it is now, but that's the way it used to be with many songs that were, like, suggestive of drugs and things like that.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, but governments do. I mean, China has banned Google for a long time.
Well, and also I'm saying, like, but China is a communist
right.
country.
Right. We expect it from
I mean, Canada is, like, what, a democratic socialist kind of hybrid, right?
I don't know. It's a democracy. I don't
it's
know
a
if
democracy,
they have
but it's kind of
full capitalism, you know. Maybe there's, yeah, there's some social programs there that I think might qualify it as pseudo-socialist or something.
Well, like, it's like kind of a hybrid, right? A socialist democracy or something like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to answer something that I don't know, you know. But clearly it is a democracy. I don't think there's an argument there. It's just you're wondering about their economic system.
Yeah, I'm just curious how that all works. I mean, being able to, you know, tell it, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but yeah, those countries like China and, you know, and the communist countries and stuff, they do that censorship all the time, you know. And, you know, and that's another thing, you know, in Libya they're arresting, dissidents and shit, but they do that in China as well, you know, and they imprison them for life and that. So, but I guess we expect it from China, maybe we don't expect it from Libya, I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not by any means, I'm not at all saying Canada has any relation to what that part of the conversation.
Right.
I just wanted to understand like censorship and that kind of thing, if it was related to their government or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll have to look that shit up.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Okay. So the news is that there's not going to be any more 2 and a Half Men. Charlie Sheen was thrown out of the show.
Oh shit.
And they decided to stop it and cancel it because he started opening his mouth.
Uh-oh.
And bad-mouthing his production company, the producers, and everything. He went on a TV show and, started bad-mouthing them. I guess he went on a the Alex Jones show. I don't know who the hell that is. But he just wanted to, dare them to see because he said, I was told if I went on the attack, they would cancel the show and all that, so I'm just sort of seeing if they're telling the truth or not. So then he started, attacking the the producers and stuff, you know. So I don't see how he was thinking he would be able to keep his job. But
look, some people are just done, and they maybe want to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Or they want to just go ahead and get the whole thing going.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, obviously he's all fucked up, yeah, you know, with all his drugs and everything. Because who would throw away a gig like that, you know?
Well, you know, he's done it. He's probably got money. He's set.
Yeah. But he's also saying he prefers to be in movies than in that sorry-ass show or something like that.
Is that what he
wrote? Yeah, something like that. He didn't quite say it that way.
That's funny.
But he badmouthed it, yeah.
That's really funny. It's like a girl that I know that I work with, like, she's been talked to a couple times about mm-hmm. having an attitude problem at work.
Right.
And she tries to, like, keep it under wraps, but then sometimes she just lets it rip. And it's like, you know, even if you're right or wrong, it doesn't even matter. Look at this from a branding perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeding into this brand that you have, a perception, a PR image, right? And if you really want to keep your job, you might want to change your brand, mm-hmm. change your PR a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't. She just keeps rattling off. And it's actually quite amusing, but
yeah.
But it's so blatant that I'm like, I think maybe she wants to get fired. Like,
yeah,
maybe she's done.
Yeah. But then
maybe
you never
she doesn't
know.
Realize
people
it.
Are self-destructive.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. Maybe they don't yeah. realize it, but they're really like, man, I can't fire myself.
Yeah. So there's not going to be any more Two and a Half Men, but I mean, God knows they've got so many reruns. They're all over the place. I used to watch that show. It was pretty funny.
Mm.
You know, with all these hot chicks all the time. And which pretty much, I think, parallels his life for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's why it's probably the character or whatever. I mean, not that it was a deep character, but he
yeah.
was able to really
yeah.
nail it.
Get
I mean,
into it, yeah.
You've got David Duchovny that did Californication. I mean,
uh-huh.
and he claimed to have a sex addiction.
Right.
And his character is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he is
promiscuous,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he really did a great job of that character. I mean, he really
yeah.
did.
Yeah. No, he definitely did.
Did you like that show?
Yeah.
I could tell.
I never watched the whole thing, but I only watched like half of the first season, I think. But yeah. I mean, look, again, remember I told you about like middle-aged men's fantasies in the movies and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. You know, again, I don't think it's young guys writing that those kind of scripts. I think it's older guys that would like to be able to get chicks that easily and get into all kinds of shenanigans and that, you know. So I think that reflects really the writers and the producers' view of the world.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, it was a pretty cool show, you know. I like those kind of shows.
Yeah. The show, you know, the character is tortured as well. I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
He's not
yeah.
just living it up. I mean, the character is...
Yeah, he's screwed up.
He's screwed up, yeah.
Yeah, you can see that he's looking for sex to fill holes in
yeah.
his soul.
And he's really still in love with his ex-wife and,
yeah.
blah, 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 and all that stuff. She won't. Yeah.
Yeah, totally oblivious of everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then he screwed that 16-year-old.
Oh, gross.
Who's the daughter of his ex-wife's husband.
So bad. That's so bad. My gosh.
But he didn't know. I guess she lied to him, you know?
I know a guy that went to Vegas and met a girl, and they went on a couple dates, and then they ended up hooking up, and she stayed in his hotel for a few days while they were in Vegas. And then she was gone all of a sudden, but her stuff was there, and police show up at his hotel. He said, you know this girl? She's like, yeah, I know her. We've been hanging out. What's going on? And they took him to the station.
Really?
And,
wow.
He's like, what's going on? What's the deal? And come to find out, she's a runaway that's been prostituting herself.
Really? A minor?
A minor.
Wow.
Yeah, but the legal consent there is, I think, 16. Age of consent.
Where, in Nevada?
Uh-huh. Age of consent.
Can't be.
It's like 16 or 17.
Can't be.
And she was like 16 or 17.
Really?
Or 17.
Wow.
And
so how did they find out about them hooking up?
I don't know.
Did they come to the hotel? Maybe they caught her
yeah.
or something, huh?
Yeah.
If
I mean,
didn't
he never paid for anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
Mm.
But it's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. You don't know that he didn't pay. That's what he told you.
Well, he said they just went out to dinner and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I guess if that's payment.
I don't know if hookers go out to dinner, but maybe they do. You know, maybe she liked him. I don't know. I'll give him that. I won't take it away from him. Okay, maybe he anyway, fuck it. So in related news, Charlie Sheen's ex moves back in with him.
What?
Yeah.
Are we talking about Denise?
No, not Denise. Brooke Mueller.
What? Really?
Yeah, they are estranged, but I guess she moved back with him along with their two twin boys.
Why would you do that?
Well, her mother says that it's for the sake of the children and it probably won't last.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She says Brooke and the twins have moved into Charlie's house for a week before they move into the New York, the new house that Charlie's bought her down the street from him.
Mm.
Brooke and Charlie are friends, and there's no romantic interest on Brooke's part.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound...
Maybe there never was. Maybe she just wanted his money.
I mean, do you think it's really worth it, these ladies that just, you know, they go after the guy with the money, and they know they've got a plan, they know it's not going to work. You know, they know it's not going to work, but they're going to get money out of it. Do you think it's really... is it really worth it? Is it really fun?
I don't know. I haven't been there.
I'm just saying.
You know, but if you want, I mean, look, when you have a lot of money staring at you, it's hard not to be attracted to it.
Well, you're right, but I also think at the end of the day, like, use your brain just a bit. Think about it. If you're not getting to laugh with this person, if you're not having, you know, great stimulating conversation, if you're not, if you don't feel valued or respected, if you're not having good sex, if none of that stuff's happening, what's the point of having the money? It's not even that exciting. You go and do stuff with the person and you're both bored.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you're married to them, then you divorce them and you get half the money. That's not a bad deal. You know?
Do you know, I met a lady out here when I was doing makeup, and she married an NBA guy and then divorced him, and she's got the story. And she goes, honey, no, don't marry for love, marry for money. And then she goes, marry for money, then marry the loser later.
Yeah.
She's like, get the money first, then marry the loser later.
No, that's a good philosophy, you see? That works.
It's fucking hysterical. I wouldn't do it, but it's hysterical.
Yeah.
People are unapologetic. I'm meeting some people that are unapologetic about their strategies and stuff. Mm. And I'd rather hear somebody be upfront about it and own it versus trying to be weaselly about it and, you know, act as though that's not their intention. But I've met some girls that are blatant. Like, he better be walking with this amount of cash. These assets better be happening.
Yeah. Look, they do it because they can, you know? I mean, it's very simple.
I'm not saying I'm, like, super, like... I'm not saying that I'm got it together and I'm just so pure and, you know, would never do that. But
you might as well go after money.
No, but pure. I'm... Come on.
You're still young. Come on.
Listen. But no.
I want to see you rich. I want to see you take advantage of a guy.
Why?
Because guys are so fucking stupid, man.
That's so mean. The thing is with me is I've never been highly attracted to... I've never just been in a situation with guys that have had extreme money. I mean, I did kind of date this guy for a while who makes really, really good money. But we had a very... we didn't, you know, he wanted to take me on a few trips and things, but it never happened.
Right.
And we're pretty like, we pretty much just like to lounge and hang out. Sounds real classy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't anyway, sound like you though.
No. Well, I like going out, but my point is basically I like the fact that he had it, even though we didn't go crazy and we didn't, all the things we were going to do, it didn't happen. I like that he had it because it made him feel good about himself.
Right.
Like, I started to realize the whole money thing because here's the thing with men. You know, financial provision is emotional for men. It's very, very, very deeply connected to how they feel about their self-esteem and their purpose. And I think as a woman, and I've dated a lot of guys that are busted, right? Or they make a little bit of money, but they're, you know, or they're like super broke, whatever. And what I've noticed is it's not about, can we do nice things or can you give me money? It's about how they feel about themselves. And then there's a weight there. There's like a feeling of defeatedness or a feeling of not feeling good about themselves. And they carry that in the relationship. And I freaking hate that. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't like. Mm-hmm. It's like, it does make you want to date a really rich man just because that part you don't have to worry about. You know what I mean? And it's not about the stuff. Yeah. It's about the stressing out, the worrying, the low self-esteem, feeling shitty, always stressing out, I got to get it together. And you're just like, look, you know what? Just goodbye. You know, and it's not because of the money. It's because you just want to be able to have a conversation with somebody and still have a good meal and hang out and it not dominate their thoughts and prevent them from being able to connect.
Right.
And it's hard
but
for
I
men.
Think that's a generalization. I think there may be a lot of men that do not have a high self-esteem, you know? It's not
just
the money.
I'm saying for men that are usually when a man is financially in a hard place,
right.
It affects his self-esteem, and that affects, it's like a weight in a relationship. It can take...
Yeah, but I don't think that's like that with everybody, you know? I mean, it's like you're... It depends on your nature as well.
No, you're right. Not every single man, but I think generally it's pretty accurate. Like a lot of guys just, you know, and that's been my experience is, I mean, I had my first boyfriend. We were together for a long time. You know, he made decent money, but when things were hard, it was like we couldn't even have a conversation because he was just so stressed
out. Okay, so that's from your experience, but I don't see that.
I mean,
happening.
If you were broke, how would you feel?
What do you mean? I mean, I can have money and still feel like shit about myself. And conversely, I can have little money and feel great about myself, you know,
well,
because maybe I don't measure my happiness
with
money.
So for you, well, no, and that's good. I actually think that's great. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying I don't think it's the popular thing. I mean,
yeah.
Do you?
I don't know. You know, I mean, that's it makes sense. It sounds logical.
I mean, you don't date men, so maybe you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's true. I don't date men.
Yeah.
I don't date women either.
but yeah, so it's that's something that I think the money thing, it's like the guy that I did kind of date that had a lot of money, it was fine because even though we didn't do extravagant things,
right.
There wasn't this like stressful.
Yeah, but then, you know, I mean, you can also generalize and say the guy with the money is going to be a lot more stuck up, you know. Might expect a lot more from you as a woman. In exchange for his money, and, you know.
Well, you're right. I mean, the variables are endless. You're right. I'm just saying that's, to me, that's what I found, the financial thing, because I was like, am I like a gold digger? Because I want a guy to have money?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, am I bad? I was like, no, it's not about the money. It's the self-esteem issue. Mm-hmm. That's what I've noticed with guys. That's my experience, and that's what I like. But no, I don't need all that shit.
Right.
But I've met some girlfriends of mine that are just unapologetic about it, and it's funny. It is hysterical to hear them go off.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I because it's so ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
They're like,
so do they benefit from this money, or... Is it just to be able to say, oh, I'm with a guy that has money?
No, like one girl I know, she's like, we were going out to dinners, and we're going to dinners all the time, these fancy dinners. And, you know, these are he runs with a fast crowd, and everybody's fabulous. And you can't wear the same dress twice. So I said, fork over your credit card, because I'm not going to keep buying new dresses. I can't afford this. You can. New dress.
Guys are such suckers, I'm telling you.
Well, in a way, he's throwing her in a social environment where no standards, and, you know, he keeps taking her out to these groups of people. Everyone's wearing designer shit, and he wears something new every time you go out, and it's about show up and show out. I mean, I've got like a yolk on my pants from when I cooked the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't wash your pants yet?
No.
Oh.
No,
okay.
I mean, I rolled out of bed.
Yeah. Why should you?
Come on now. Work it out. Yeah.
You should wear a t-shirt that says I'm a slob.
Only when I want to be.
Or maybe you don't need to. Just invite someone to your house.
My house is cute.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. I mean, it gets a little messy.
Yeah, but
sometimes.
You told me it's messy.
No, not the house. My bedroom gets... My bedroom's different. But right now my bedroom's clean because I had people over.
Oh,
and by
okay.
clean, I mean everything's pushed in the closet.
Really? So when people come over, you actually get self-conscious of it and you pick up things.
No, I just become considerate. I want to make an environment that is fun to be in. I mean, you know, messiness is stressful. But super clean can be stressful, too.
Right.
I think you want something that's tidy and cute and warm and inviting and lived in and that kind of thing.
So why don't you do it?
Well, first of all, you're not listening to me.
Listening.
My house is a clean house.
My bedroom
is generally messy.
Right.
I keep it contained in my room. And when people come over, I clean my room.
I understand. But what I'm saying is when they're not coming over, you just said that when it's messy, it's like
it
interferes with your happiness.
No, it doesn't interfere with my happiness.
No?
No.
Then whose happiness does it interfere
no
with?
No one's, because it's in my freaking
bedroom.
You just
said.
It's in my bedroom.
Okay, what the hell? I don't care. You just said a messy house is not a good thing. Okay, so, but, you know what? Whatever. I'm not going to change you, okay?
But you said...
You have your own messy room, and you know, God bless you, and keep that going. And...
It's just my room, Sam.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say I don't live in like a slobbish house.
No, I didn't think you did. You
in
know?
Fact, it's super cute. We have twinkle lights up. We've got mirrors hanging that make their place look big. We've got green, blue, a green and blue kitchen. We have yellow and orange living room. We have a lime green hallway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you understand how happy this house is? It's the most anti-depressed house in the world.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like a daycare. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Like basic color.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. It's really fun. It's a really fun place.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
I had sure people over again last night because I had to make the rest of my enchiladas. Mm-hmm. So I made a huge-ass pan of enchiladas again. And had a few drinks. And then we went to go see the L.A. Hootenanny Band. I told you about that. They're like the big hoedown, the big waylay, the big, tied one on.
Why don't I remember that?
Well, they're like this big southern kind of New Orleans-style band. Mm-hmm. And just a blast. So fun.
Yeah.
And it's downtown L.A. So we went to go see them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you go and see obscure bands and things like that. You enjoy that,
yeah,
right?
I like bands, yeah.
Yeah.
I like music. I like dancing.
Yeah.
You meet other people when you're out that love it, too. Mm. It's fun. It's really fun.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
I had a good time. So did that last night and then, you know, rolled out of bed and put on my egg yolk pants. Because I can't come without pants, Sam.
Egg yolk pants.
It's from cooking. Stuff does not stress me out like that, though.
No, uh-huh. No. I just can't imagine a guy that's going to start finding out about you, all these little things.
But come on, I mean, the reality is I clean up pretty damn good. I'm a hot looking woman. I throw it on, I take a shower, and I work it, and it's like bam. So you know what? I'm versatile. It's not like I look like this all the time. This is like early in the morning, you know, bag lady look.
Uh huh.
It's not my normal look.
I know.
So it's not like they're getting a raw deal. Everybody.
So what's your normal look?
No, I always usually have a dress on, and my hair is done, and I've got makeup on, and it looks hot.
Don't you have a dress on today?
I have workout pants on and just a dressy top.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Mhm.
So that's just throwing on something, right? It's not really sitting there and going, trying to decide, what am I going to wear today?
Hell no. I literally rolled out of bed, and I say my prayers. And then I look over in my closet that's spilling into my room, and I see two pieces of clothing, and I put them on.
And you grab them.
Yeah. And look at this shoe. See?
What's with the shoe? No heel?
No, this thing just broke off. See that?
Uh-huh. How high was the heel?
No, it's not very high at all.
Oh, okay.
But the rubber part of my shoe just busted. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You just roll with it.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess, yeah. You learn how to make do with what you have. That's pretty admirable, you know?
No, I have a lot of cute stuff. I'm just saying it's a laid-back, casual way. You just roll out of bed. You just brush some teeth, maybe the whole teeth, all the teeth if you want.
All at once.
Just get the fuzz off your teeth. You know? Maybe wash your face, or you can look at your makeup from last night that you didn't wash off and go, I can still make this work.
Yeah.
It's good enough to just go get coffee. Mm-hmm. And then you go get your coffee, then you roll in and do your radio. And then you go home, then you do some chores or whatever you need to do. You skip the chores, actually.
Sounds like an exciting life.
You actually don't do any chores.
No chores for you.
You know, and so I'm going to work tonight, so I have to, take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I do think I'm going to do laundry, though.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice.
It's like, it's really, really overdue. If I told you guys how long it's been since I've done laundry, you guys would think I'm so gross. But you already do.
We already do,
already do. I think it's been... But you got to understand, I have tons of clothes. Tons of clothes. So I can just wear something, and then, you know, you can wear a few things a couple times, you know. Mm. And I have a lot of clothes. So I think it's been since, honestly...
January?
No.
December.
I think it's been since December.
So are you telling me that you have like enough underwear for 3 months?
I have tons of underwear, but I don't always wear underwear.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Another convenience.
I see. So you
I wear them with dresses and certain things that I need to wear them, but then that's not an issue.
Right.
So
wow.
I think it's been since December. Right. My laundry. Anyway, who wants to get with this? Who wants?
Don't let anybody listen to these shows if they're gonna marry you, man.
Well, listen, here's the thing. You know, you gotta keep it interesting and funny. I mean, so there you go. Anybody want this lovely woman?
Oh God. Well, you know,
well,
I'm sure you're not gonna have a problem finding someone because, you know, I'm sure many guys are like that too. You know. Probably even more so. What guy likes to do laundry?
Oh, I freaking hate laundry.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I hate laundry. But I make a cute house. Our place is really cute. Mm. I like to cook. That counts for something, right?
Yeah.
That does.
See, now, if you met someone with money, you wouldn't have to do all these things. You'd have a maid, and they would do all the stuff for you.
Why are you so and set on me having doing this? Like, you just
because
want,
I'll tell you why. Because I think if I was a woman, I'd definitely go for it.
Really?
Yeah, easy fucking money. Sure. What the hell? You can find someone you like. It doesn't mean they're all nasty and bad, you know? I mean, just because you have money doesn't make you a bad person.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
But the thing with me is I'm way too down home. I don't attract men that have money. Mm. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, Sarah has a little bit more of that, and then I have another friend who she really attracts those kind of guys. I don't. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, I've been through shit, and I'm funny. Like, it just doesn't really work. Mm. I'm too fun and laid back and casual and crazy.
Is that what you're telling yourself?
No, I like myself. I love myself. Are you kidding me?
No,
I'm just saying it doesn't attract that kind of guy. Generally speaking, it doesn't.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
but maybe
then you
Sarah.
You chase them down. You know.
How about I just go be a star and make my own money? How's that sound?
That's true, but that's harder to do.
Well, that's kind of what I signed up for. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't really like the idea of being, I mean, it's weird because I told you I'm kind of seeing a guy,
mm-hmm.
but it's a light, but he's like totally head over heels
mm-hmm.
already. And I keep telling him like, okay, just relax, you know, we're having fun. And, you know, just, you know, he's like, yeah, but when we get married, I'm like, just, I need you to relax. And he's like, no, I'm just saying when we have kids, it's really, he's just joking. He's being funny, but, he's a really cool guy. And why did I tell you that? Because there's something I want to tell you about it.
About the money part?
No, the damn it, I forgot.
Mm. Okay, it'll come back to
it'll
you.
It'll come back to me.
Yeah.
That's funny. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, you know.
Oh, I don't like the idea of being anyone's girlfriend.
Right.
It just, I don't like that
feeling.
Yeah,
I figured that much already.
Yeah, I don't want to ever be, this is so-and-so's girlfriend. I don't know why that just makes me want to vomit a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like you're a possession of someone?
Like trapped or something. Mm. Makes me feel like, ugh.
Yeah.
Or owned.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, that's your commitment issues. You need to investigate that and see. Because if you do feel that way, you'll never really be with one person. Because you'll always feel like you're being smothered, you know?
I mean, I've been in long-term relationships, so I know I can.
Right.
You just have to be ready for
it. But you're at a different point in your life right now.
Yeah, I think I'm just very protective of trying to really get my dreams off the ground and do what I love doing.
Yeah.
And I guess I feel that, you know, having a guy in the picture, that, you know.
Maybe you need a guy that plays hard to get, you know. Maybe they're coming too easily for you.
Hmm. I don't know, Sam.
Have to chase them or something.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just put that in the big box of all your great advice of, like, you know, take him for everything he's worth, Kara, because I wish I could. That's hysterical. That's hysterical, Sam. Just for you, I'll do it one day. I'll take down a couple millionaires. I'll be like, here you go, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We should start a thing. You find them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get them a little liquored up.
Yeah.
And then I'll come in and meet them.
Yeah.
And get them to put me in their will.
Of course you'd make me do all the dirty work for you.
Well, you're the one.
Why wouldn't you?
You're the one who wants me to take them down. So this is what we'll do.
No, I don't. I just want you to have money.
You find them, and then we'll make a love connect.
Uh huh.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll fall
all
down
right,
the stairs.
Whatever it takes.
I'll fall down the stairs and say he beat me.
Except I don't know any rich guys. I'll have to find them on SugarDaddy.com.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I just don't find that amusing. I don't find it interesting at all.
No, huh?
No, not my thing. I think it's funny to listen to girls go off about it.
Yeah.
That's very entertaining. But it doesn't attract me.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird.
All right. So, you know, I mean, you probably won't have kids for a while then. You know?
Thanks. He's like, good luck. You're really messy. I don't think guys are going to like that.
Because of the messiness, because of your commitment issues.
Well, it's very interesting. I, like I said, I'm still in my 20s. until November. And I never thought I'd kind of be in this position where I'm like really having to decipher between this or that. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay. I think God is good, and it's all going to work out for the good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything's going to work out for good. Whether you're single or with someone or kids or you're doing your thing, it's all going to be good.
Okay, I hope so.
I believe so. I think it's going
to
be good.
I'm sure some people would beg to differ, but, you know, maybe it is in your cards, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, you live in a society that says this is what you should have. So a lot of people think that's the only way to live.
Right.
And this is what you should have. But it's not necessarily the way it has to be.
No, by any means, you know?
And I mean, the thing is I haven't, you know, built up a life ready to have children right now. My life isn't prepared to have children. And you get into a place where you're like, I want to have kids, and it's kind of for yourself.
Right.
But then you got to think, well, I'm actually bringing kids in the world.
Yeah. You know, you got to be ready, you know, but what are you going to do? All right. Anyway, we're going to wrap up. So have a great weekend, Kira.
Okay, Sam.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kira in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.